Right. Good morning, everyone. We're going to continue our study in Exodus. And we'll do a short review from last week. All right, does anybody remember what the tabernacle was? A tent that God lived in. Okay, so that was, does God really live in a tent though? No, but it was a representation of God being with his people. Okay, and why couldn't all Israelites go into the tabernacle? Because of their what?
Sin.
Their sin, that's right. So we learned that the only way Israel or the priest could go in the tent was because they presented sacrificial blood from the animals. All right, so let's read Exodus 25:10. Go to 22. All right. They shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits shall be its height. A cubit and a half shall be its width, and a cubit and a half its height. Does anybody know what a cubit is? A cubit is a measurement about that long. So it's about 18 inches, depending on how tall you are. A little longer, a little shorter. So basically the box was about maybe 3.5 foot wide, long, about 2 foot wide, 2 foot high. So it wasn't real big. And you shall overlay it with pure gold inside and out. You shall overlay it and shall make it on it a molding of gold all around. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it and put them on its 4 corners. 2 rings shall be on one side and 2 rings on the other side. You shall make poles of acacia wood and cover them with gold. So everything's covered with gold so far, right? You shall put on the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, and the ark may be carried by them. The poles shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. You shall put into the ark the testimony which is given to you. You know what the testimony is? What? The Ten Commandments, right? You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and a cubit and a half its width. So it's basically covering the whole top of the box. And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold and hammered work. You shall make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherub at one end and the other cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim at the 2 ends of it, one of one piece with the mercy seat. And the cherubim shall stretch out their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings. They shall face one another, and the faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat. So they got their wings stretched out, and they're looking down at the mercy seat. And there I will meet you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim which are on the ark of the testament, of all things which I give you in commandment to the children of Israel. All right. Okay. So what was the ark made out of?
Acacia
wood. And gold. That's right. It was a chest made of wood and covered with gold on the outside and the inside, right? What was placed inside the ark? That's right, 10 Commandments. What were they made out of? Stone, right? The 10 Commandments were written on tablets of stone. What was on top of the ark? Right. And what were they all made of? Gold. That's right. So they had a big, thick plate of gold and the two cherubim. A slab of pure gold called the mercy seat, which had two angels called cherubim, with their wings stretched over it. So our main idea today is that God is a holy king who cannot be approached by sinners like us without blood. When architects design a house, they originally focus or ordinarily focus on the structure of the building, right? So they're thinking of the outside and all that stuff. They're not worried about inside. Working from the outside in, but God, the architect of the tabernacle, worked from the inside out. God began his building with the only piece of furniture in the innermost room of the tabernacle. It was called the Ark of the Covenant. When you hear the word ark, you might think of a boat. Whose boat was called the Ark? Noah's Ark, yep. Like the one Noah built. But this ark was actually a wooden chest. Unlike treasure chests that are filled with gold, this chest was coated with a thick layer of gold. Why would God start his detailed instructions for the tabernacle with a gold-covered box? Because it was over the ark that God would sit enthroned on. He came down in a cloud of glory in a space between the two angels, the cherubim on top of the chest. Okay, so that's the mercy seat. So that's where he'd come down and he would talk to them, right? Rather than looking up at God, these angels looked down at the slab of pure gold that sat securely on top of the ark. This golden slab covered over two stone tablets inside the ark's law written on them. It was the very law that Israel had broken and would continue to break. That is what makes the golden covering cover the tablet so important. Once a year, the high priest would sprinkle it with the blood of a sacrifice that God had told them to make. So once a year they had to do this, right? And who was the only one allowed to go in there? But no, the high priest, right? Just the priest could go in there. So when God looked down from his throne, instead of seeing the law that Israel broke, he would see the blood that covered over his broken law. So this is a picture of the reality of heaven, which is where God dwells. As sinners, we cannot come before God. Scripture speaks of being covered by Christ's blood or clothed in his righteousness. Just as the priest would offer the blood sacrifice, Jesus, our high priest, offered what? His own blood, right? And Christ's blood covers us, and God sees us as righteous, right? Here is the most important lesson of the tabernacle. God's holy throne, before which angels adore, cannot be approached by sinners without the blood of a pleasing sacrifice. Okay, that's important to understand that part. It's got to be pleasing. To graciously cover over their sins. This was the great lesson Israel needed to learn, and it is the great lesson we need to learn today. Now, this is kind of a long answer to this question, so maybe I'll help you with it. Why did God begin his plan for the tabernacle with a piece of furniture? Okay, that's a good answer. Because the ark was not only for the most was not the only most important piece of the furniture in the tabernacle, but also the most important thing about the tabernacle. It was where God dwelt with his people. It was over the ark that God would meet with his people and cover over their sins. What did the ark look like? Just kind of a chest-looking thing, right? gold on the outside, gold on the inside. Gold was the most precious metal that they had, and pretty much still is. It was a small wooden chest covered with gold. On top was a pure gold covered with two cherubim, inside the tablets of God's law on them. How does the Ark of the Covenant point to Jesus? Right? The only way the priest could go into God's presence was if he had a blood from a sacrifice. And it had to be a, what kind of sacrifice? Pure or satisfactory one. So like it always had to be the best lamb, you know, the best looking lamb. It couldn't be one with brown spots or anything like that. It couldn't have any kind of deformities. The blood splattered on the ark could not actually take away sins, but was a picture of the holy blood that can, the blood of Jesus. As our great high priest, he shed his own blood and presented it before God in heaven that our sins could be covered and we can know peace with God. All right, so this afternoon when you're praying, we want to pray that every member in our family could grasp the idea that God can be approached by sinners, but only through the blood of Christ. Okay, let's pray. Dear Father in heaven and our gracious God, Father, we do thank you. We praise you for the blood of Christ, for his sacrificial death, his substitutionary death. He died in our place that we may be given life and conformed to your Son, for he lived a holy and righteous life. May we all come to this understanding, Father. And we ask all of this in Christ's name.